You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Sometimes I don't bother to try because I'm afraid I'll just fail. Am I wrong? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the producer of the show and the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Let's rock!
Well, if you insist, rock we shall. And by rock, I mean answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes I don't bother to try because I'm afraid I'll just fail. Am I wrong? And, Jed, I think it's a great question. Fear of failure is a very real thing. I think we probably want to start by commending our friend who wrote in for owning that, for acknowledging that that's what's going on in their life. So how do we start looking at this concept?
You know, you're absolutely right. We're proud of you for being honest about this. Truth be told, being afraid of messing something up, you know, a fancier way of putting that is fear of failure. It's one of the most common things in the world. I think with very rare exceptions, pretty much everybody experiences that. And the funny thing about it is there are some fears that don't offer us very much. But this one actually makes a pretty compelling argument, which is if you're likely to fail at something, and that's a painful experience. I mean, nobody likes failing at things. Then why bother trying to begin with, right? Because not trying is very comfortable, and that pays off right now today. I don't have to be worried, and I'm comfortable, and it all kicks in right now. So that fear is really, it's given me something to think about, right? Now, the problem is that it's really easy to build a life that is based on just always avoiding hard stuff, always avoiding stuff that might not work out. And that's understandable. And many of us have had, at the very least, seasons in our lives where we lived pretty much exactly that way. But that doesn't go good places. That doesn't wind up with a life that we'll want or that we'll feel good about. So the question we need to ask is there more to this story?
I think that really is such an important place to start on this, because as you point out, the initial rationale of not doing anything because then you can't fail sounds like a pretty good deal. I get to do nothing. That's what I want to do. I'm already doing it now. I'm already succeeding at absolutely nothing. But as you point out, the life that that gives you is not actually the one you're going to want, because the idea of this, there's more to that story. One would ask, okay, if you could wave magic wand and have a life that involves no failure, but that's as good as that life gets, is that really that great a deal?
Yeah.
You know, even things you feel like you're good at now, that you enjoy now, they're probably involved some amount of failure, because that's just life. Life involves some amount of trying and not succeeding. And the idea that you're going to have a good life by totally insulating yourself from those effects is maybe not what a good life looks like. I think that's what Jed is pointing to when he points to the idea of, is there more to this story about failure? And that's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the producer of the show and the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I have failed at many, many things.
Yes, that ties into our question. That's not just Jed starting the segment with kind of a sad confession / realization. Maybe it is, but if it is, he put it on the right episode.
It could be both.
Could definitely be both. We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own question anytime you feel like it. This week's question says, sometimes I don't bother to try because I'm afraid I will just fail. Am I wrong? And Jed, we looked in that last segment about the idea of why not doing something because you don't want to fail can seem like a pretty good offer, that can, you know, seem like it's would give you a protection from some things you don't want in life, like failure. But you mentioned the idea that there might be more to the story about failure and about how that works in life. And where would we take that?
Well, I think we want to start by acknowledging that literally everyone fails at things. There's no one who's immune to that. Whether people in your life are willing to admit it or not, critically, whether it shows up on their Facebook or not, everybody fails at things. We all fail. And with that in mind, trying to live a life where our basic goal is to avoid failure, it's not really going to work because failure will find you. I mean, there's a reason why in the old movie it was funny when someone slipped on a banana peel, because we've all got our own version of that. We all have those moments. The thing that really matters, and the thing that actually differentiates people and the lives that they get to live, is whether after failing, which again is unavoidable, that's going to happen to you, it's going to happen to everybody, after that failure happens, are they ready to try again? Because if you're willing to get back up, if you're willing to try again after you slip on the banana peel, it turns out that process, that decision to try again, that is actually the road that leads to every good thing in life. Whatever cool stuff you'd like to have in your life, whatever a good life would be in your estimation, that's how you get there, is getting back up, trying again, even though you slipped on that banana peel. But I think we do need to look at the question, if that's so, if that's the road to all the good stuff, why does it seem so scary? And why does it seem like so few people are taking it if it goes to the places that we would all really like to wind up?
That's a really, really great point. We were talking about this very similar subject with a friend of ours recently who referenced a quote that Michael Jordan has where he knows the number of the shots he missed and the game-winning opportunities he missed and the number of championships he didn't get. And I think, as Jed points out here, if you talk to really successful people, like read an interview with a record producer or famous actor, director, they all have that. They all have the funny, embarrassing story, which is now funny and embarrassing and kind of cheeky because they are who they are.
Yeah.
But it's not that they are these super people who, because they're now super, don't have to worry about failure. It's all part of the same continuum Jed's talking about. That kind of attitude is open to everybody, and we will look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
The Lord My God.
My Savior, God, today, this I know. Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
You know, sometimes in life, you slip on not one, but two banana peels at the same time. They call it banana skiing. I wouldn't recommend it.
Banana skiing is an up-and-coming Winter Olympic sport. And I will share this, before we get into it, I will share this story of near failure. I worked at a grocery store for many years when I was in college in the produce department, and I did once almost slip on a banana peel. Like,
for real?
Under my foot, and it's slippery. I didn't, like, tumble over, but I did remember thinking, that's got to be the most embarrassing way to get hurt. Like, no one's going to believe me. That would not have been good. We're going to continue to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes I don't bother to try because I'm afraid I'll just fail. Am I wrong? And, Jed, we closed out that last segment looking at the idea that everybody fails, and the people who succeed in the long term are really the ones who fail and get up and try again and maybe even learn something from the failure. So if that's true, why does failure seem so scary to all of us?
Man, that's a great question. And I think that it boils down to this. We are all afraid of looking bad. All of us. We're all afraid of looking bad. And we're afraid of, there's two kinds of it. We're afraid of looking bad to other people. You know, that moment where we just couldn't cut it and everybody sees it. And off in the distance, you hear the kid go, ha ha. We're all afraid of that. And that makes sense. But we're also afraid of looking bad to ourselves. We're afraid of not being able to think of our own selves in a way that we can feel good about. And here's the key thing. I think this is where we start to have a problem is we equate failure with looking bad. That if I try something and it doesn't work out, that is the same as me looking bad. And if you remember nothing else from today's show, we want to encourage you that is not true. Not succeeding at something is not the same as looking bad. It's really not. Failure is just a step on the path to eventual success. I know that sounds like something you'd see on an inspirational calendar, but it's true. Failure is all it is a step on the path to eventual success. So to move forward, to face our fears, what we need is a well-defined next step. Whether it works out this time or not. If we've got a next step, if it's defined, if we know what it is, we can take it, we can try again if it doesn't work out. And that means eventually it will work out and we will get where we're going.
That's really, really a great point. You know, when we're working with people who are trying to make a big step in their life or try a new thing or just having a hard time with something they thought they were doing fine with, one of the common refrains we hear is, I just am so surprised. Like, I went to the first day at this new job in an industry I've never worked in before, and I was really confused by some stuff. So I assume that means I'm not meant to have this job, and I just stopped showing up. That's not a healthy way to look at it, because as Jed's saying, the people who stick in there, the people who really get there going, one of the first steps is not being surprised when you don't do great the first time out, because as he points out, that is part of the process of getting where you want to go. And we will look at this a little bit more when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Things up.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Beware the banana peel, listener. Beware!
Yeah, some of us have more fruit-related injuries in their past than they're willing to even own up to on the show about not being afraid of failure. So we're going to go ahead and move on to our question this week, which came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes I don't bother to try because I'm afraid I'll just fail. Am I wrong? Now, the only thing slipperier than a banana peel on the floor is a banana peel that's fallen in a little bit of secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
So, you know, Jez, we often talk about on the show, in our day job, we're working with folks who are coming out of rough times. That might be addiction, that might be a criminal background, that may be trying to just kind of do a normal life for the first time. And there's a lot of fear of failure because there's a lot of things they haven't tried before. So when we're looking to get someone over that hump, to get them to move into that new space with so much opportunity, but also so many potential pitfalls, what do we tell them?
Well, you know, if you listen to this show, we want you to have a good life, but we want that to be good in all areas, in your physical life, in your emotional life, but also in your spiritual life. And so I think it's worth looking for a second at the spiritual aspects of this. I think for a lot of us, we have the assumption that God's expectation is you better do the right thing and you better do the right thing all the time and get it right. And that is as it should be. And anything less is unacceptable. And I think somewhere in our brains, we all kind of have that thought. But the funny thing is, the Bible actually doesn't bear that out. The Bible suggests something really surprising, which is everybody falls down. And the thing that really pleases God is simply when we get back up after falling down. There's actually a place in the Bible where it says that a person who, and uses a word that's righteous, just means a person that's on good terms with God. A person who's on good terms with God will actually fall down seven times. The key thing is when they fall down, they get back up. And that God is pleased to see us get back up. That God is proud of us in that moment. That God looks on that as a good and pleasing and righteous thing. And he's prepared to help us take that step and to help you take that step.
You know, that's absolutely right. If you've never looked at much of the Bible for yourself, you may expect to find, you know, stories of just the most square-jawed, squared-away people doing great deeds. And every story that you think ends like that, from Abraham to Moses on through to folks like Peter and Paul in the New Testament, starts with someone totally, almost comically bungling the thing God set out for them to do.
Yeah.
Two of one. But as Jed points out, God is not put off by that with them. He's not put off by that with you. He loves you. He wants to see you get where you're going. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.